Welcome to the Shiny Brightly Show. I'm Howard Brown, author, speaker, Silicon Valley entrepreneur, international peacemaker, and yes, a two-time stage 4 cancer patient survivor and advocate. Each episode will take you from resilience to hope and a whole lot more, because shining brightly does make the world a better place. Be prepared to be inspired.
Hello, it's Howard Brown. It's another episode of the Shining Brightly Show. Oh my goodness, you are going to be so psyched to hear from Joey Lewis. This is incredible. Joey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you for having me, Howard.
Oh, I'm really excited. We've been part. We'll give a shout out to Blanca and the Laws of Life. We met through there maybe 6 months ago, and we just got to know each other. And I'm so impressed. And I just became a client of Joey. I'll tell you all about that in a second. But this guy, he's been through so much, and he's coming out the other side. He's helping people, all with the theme of Shining Brightly, and he has a cool talent. We're going to hold that off. We're going to tease you a little bit on that. Let me tell you who Joey is. Joey Lewis, he's the founder of Tough Turf Media and Tough Tones Entertainment, and he is a motivational speaker at Joey Lewis Speaks. He's in the suburbs of Indiana, outside of Indy. He's a super creative mind. Really talented video editor, graphic designer, music producer, and he uses AI. And I'm learning a ton from him, and it's the coolest thing ever. Joey takes his diverse skills and his inspiration, and he educates others. And he has a special skill. He was a presidential dean list guy. He's certified in digital marketing, and he's got this. He's worked for Big Dream Media and things like that. He's got great experience. Now, this is what we're going to get into. Joey's life just got changed. In 2005 and 7, he got into two severe car accidents. It left him with epilepsy, and it left him scarred that he had to heal from and is still healing from, and a new perspective on life. So these experiences ignited his passion to become one of the world's top motivational speakers. He wants to change people's lives by sharing his story and promoting responsible decision making, and his greatest joy is motivation is his daughter Isabella Rose. That's awesome. How old is Isabella?
Isabella's 14.
She's 14, just like my our pride and joy Emily, who's 22. So Joey's he has lots of hobbies, but music, reading, and DJing are his passion since he's 21. And music production and digital content is just his jam. He's just great. So he loves speaking at educational events and schools to young people. And he just wants people to understand that a single moment in time and can really change the direction of one person's life. And he wants to aspire others to learn from their mistakes, provide a better future for his daughter, and just reach audiences and touch their hearts. Joey, I'm so thrilled you're here today. But now that I've kind of set the table, tell us something, how you shine brightly each day.
Well, thank you very much for that introduction, Howard. And how I shine bright each day is I remind myself that there's a statement, or actually I say a quote that a guy gave me, and it says, "Today is today, and what we done yesterday, we can't change. But what we do today can change tomorrow." And I follow this 20-20-20 routine where I spend 20 minutes getting up and moving, getting around, walking, doing some exercise, 20 minutes doing some kind of education, whether it be reading or listening to a TED Talk, and then 20 minutes in some form of a meditation, and then giving thanks to God that I woke up today.
That is shining brightly, baby. Oh, my God. That is awesome. That is really, really awesome. So take us through a little bit more of your background, growing up a little bit, and then into the car accidents and what happened.
Yeah, well, I was in a bad car accident in 2005, and to kind of speed it up is I grew up with some of the wrong people. And I didn't have a whole lot of, I wasn't taught responsibility at a young age. So I wasn't taught to fear the consequences of bad acts and to be responsible and to make good choices and to do the right thing. So that kind of led me down a road that I surrounded myself with bad people in high school. And it just so happened that one of those people was the people that I was in an accident with in 2005. I was a passenger. He was driving. And I did the wrong thing. I was uneducated. I mixed prescription medicine with alcohol, and it caused me to black out. And I'm not sure if he mixed the medicine with alcohol or what, but he was driving us home, and I woke up in the hospital. All I remember is leaving his house, waking up in the hospital. So on the way home, at some point, he either looked down, blacked out or whatnot, and hit a telephone pole on my side of the road. I woke up in the hospital 2 weeks later from an induced coma. And I remember the first thing I remember from waking up in the coma was I was typing on my stomach to see if I remembered the keyboard. And then I looked at the lady that was in the room and I said, "What happened?" And she just started crying. I didn't have recollection of how I got in there, what happened. It was a complete blackout. So I just want to educate the kids and inform them that, you know, how important these decisions are. And I used something that I was taught by one of my mentors. It's called a CC test. And whenever you make a decision, you bring up the CC test. Is what you're doing going to contribute to your freedom or contaminate your freedom? And if I would have been taught that at a younger age, I feel like I would have grew up and kind of went down a straighter road. But hey, we all learn, live and learn. But due to that accident in 2005, I had brain surgery. I was cut ear to ear, had reconstructive eye surgery. And then in 2007, well, actually in 2006, the epilepsy came after the brain injury. And then I had another accident in 2007 where I rolled my car on the interstate because I had a seizure when I was driving, got threw out of the vehicle, and was lifelined to Champaign, Illinois. But luckily, I don't know if you want to call it luck or if you want to call it God, but I call it God. And I was the lady that pulled over on the side of the road when I was laying there dying. She taught CPR at home that was her thing, is she taught CPR. So she helped me, you know, she cleaned the rocks out of my mouth and kept me alive basically until the helicopter got there. So I'm just very blessed to be here and very blessed to be alive.
Well, I'll let you take a break there because I first of all, I love the 20-20-20 in the morning, how you open your day up every day. That is shining brightly. But this CC test, boy, I mean, that's something simple that you can just think about it. Is this going to help or hurt? Okay, there's the HH, right? But I wake up every day the same thing because you and I have lived, you know, some parallel stuff, right? I had a young man, I got diagnosed with stage 4 T-cell non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and then at age 50, stage 3, and then metastatic stage 4 colon cancer. So we've seen kind of this darkness, right? We've lived this darkness. We've lived this hurt and this pain, and we're trying to just rebuild. And I always call myself Humpty Dumpty version 3.0 now. You're the same. You're rebuilding, putting the pieces back together again. But thank God for that people. I thank God for my doctors and my nurses, right, that cared to me, my caregivers, the people that prayed for me, right? But you had a woman there that actually pulled off the side of the road, and you know, you might not be here, you know, maybe not, probably not going to be here for that as well. So those two car accidents, you know, you're still a young man. How did you rehab yourself? How did you get yourself back together?
Well, it took, I remember leaving the hospital in a back brace. I broke my back in that second accident, and it took a while to get back to where I was able to actually do physical work, and I had to learn a lot of digital skills because I was always a technical person. So I learned digital skills, and then when I was limited to driving, because I have seizures, I can't drive, I had to, you know, educate myself on what can I do from home to make money. And so I taught myself graphic design, and I started a DJ business. And that was something my cousin came to me and he said, "Hey man, I've got this equipment. You've got the knowledge. You're a good talker. Let's go out and let's DJ weddings." So we started DJing weddings. That helped me get some income back in my pocket. And, you know, it was just a matter of making the right choices after that, you know, taking the lessons of, you know, tomorrow's not promised and you've got to do what you got to do. And then it came to the point, now I'm kind of fast forwarding into, you know, when my daughter came, I transitioned down to Vetersburg, Indiana from Crawfordsville, Indiana, and I got asked to work at an event center called the Crazy Man's Hideaway. And I was We did weddings out there. So I did that for about 4 years, and I just was able to live on the property and, you know, didn't have to travel. I would just be the event manager, and I was able to DJ the wedding. So I would book the wedding, DJ the wedding. I've been through my series of weddings, but it's just a matter of surrounding yourself with better people. I truly believe a statement that a lot of people say that you are the average of the people you surround yourself with. And so I started surrounding myself with better people, started making better decisions.
I love it. And that's important. And, the thing is that your pain is now your purpose, and you now are taking kind of life-threatening car accidents and still dealing with the epilepsy, still the surgeries, the trauma, right? And that trauma takes healing. And also, I'm coming to realize we call it in the cancer world chemo brain or brain fog. It's PTSD. And yeah, you have it, and we have it, but we wake up every day. We're breathing, right? I shot 2 hours of basketball, found my happy place because that's where I feel a stress-free zone, but I can't feel the ball, right? So it's so funny you said you're feeling the keyboard on your tongue because you're looking at your magic, how you make magic with your fingers. It's really, really absolutely incredible. Tell me a little bit about becoming a dad.
Yeah, well, it was one of the greatest things because if I hadn't survived that accident and if it hadn't, the series of events hadn't led me to where it did, you know, I wouldn't have, you know, got led to the, to meet the mother of my daughter, Ashley. And actually the good thing about one of the best things right now is my daughter's moving in with me and starting school this next fall down here with me. So I've had her. It's been really hard with growing up, with having epilepsy, not being able to drive up there, you know, so, you know, and see, I only get her on the weekends. So it's like now I've got the last, you know, like 3 years of her high school life to come live with me and let me try and give her all the skills I can and the best information I can before she goes out into the world and does her own thing.
You know, I got to tell you, she's going to get something that you didn't get, which was a lot of mentorship, a lot of guidance to make good choices. And she's going to watch you help other people. And that's a legacy to leave with her. And that's the thing that I'm proudest about is that, my volunteer service with entrepreneurs and in mentorship and in cancer, also in interfaith stuff. I do that because, one, I want to and I want to help people. But I know that my daughter's been watching. She's watching. We're role modeling, you know, these athletes. I don't want to be a role model. Well, you are a role model. And being a dad is the greatest gift. And I can tell you, I'm so happy for you that it's going to do that. Tell us. All right. So I'm going to reveal the big secret now. All right. So I met Joey, and Joey has this magical tool. He can actually take your input, okay, and make a custom song for you. Well, and again, you're offering this up for folks. Mother's Day is coming Sunday, so we maybe missed that window. But unbelievable. So I became a client of Joey's because I'm looking for a theme song for Shining Brightly, right? And, you know, within just a couple days, he's sending me back samples to listen to, and you do AI music. So I nicknamed him, okay, heard here first. He is the AI music maestro, all right? That's who he is. He makes magic on the keyboard, and then beautiful music and lyrics come out. So tell people about that. Tell people about your service.
Oh, thank you, Howard. Yes. So the AI music, it started as a hobby. You know, it all started, you know, well, the DJing and the music's always been in my heart. I started to make music back when I was in my 20s. It kind of faded away. And then now I have the ability to make a song within minutes from my keyboard, you know, and from my living room. And it can be a hobby. It can be a career because, I mean, it's like anybody that just has a passion for, technology or what I think was going to be really neat is teaching like I've taught my daughter how to do it and she loves it. She's able to make her own songs. So I'm like, you know, it'd be so cool for these, you know, these kids to be able to say I'm graduating and I've released 4 albums already. You know, I've already, but so it can be a career. I'm trying to see what the abilities are, what the capabilities are, as far as me and some friend Jeff Caldwell was my music coach and my AI music coach, and he started a platform called My AI Team, and through there's a coaching group that I joined, and I learned how to start using the app called Suno AI, And through there, you can make songs within minutes. And it's there is a skill in engineering the song, you know, like stitching it together and getting that, fine-tuning that sound that you really want. And we've put out, I think I've got like 30 songs out now, and like four of them and my daughters, I'm collaborating with two different lyricists that are from overseas. And so it's like, it's changing the way she sees herself. She feels better about herself. She feels like she's doing more, you know, like it's motivated her to want to keep writing songs, and her daughter's now writing songs. And it's just a way that people, you know, some people just, they want to sing, but they just don't have a good voice. Now you can just take your words into AI and make a song. Randy Travis just put out an episode on CBS, and he's actually used AI to clone his voice because he can no longer speak very well. So yeah, I'm giving it all I got right now to see if I can make money out of it and to see if there is potential there. And
you see where it takes you, because that was the motivational speaking and your design and all that stuff. So listen, I will tell you that I proudly say that my book and my memoir is AI free. Okay, that's all me. It's 158 interviews turned into transcripts, into chapters, turned into a manuscript. Okay, but AI is here to stay. And I just was actually speaking at Babson College to some scholars, student scholars. And the big question, there was two lessons there. One was, how does AI affect my personal life? And how does it affect me as a skill going forward in the jobs that I'm going to be able to do? And it's going to affect everybody. I think it's going to affect medicine first, particularly, but there's, you know, with anything good, anything bad, there could be bad things used for AI too. You can impersonate, there's deep fakes, all that stuff is true, but AI is here. It's groundbreaking. It's changing. And it's great. So at this conference that I spoke at, they learned about AI. We talked about it. And then I taught the soft skills. I taught mentorship as leadership, becoming a mentee, or also, and opening yourself to being mentored and then being a mentor yourself. And that's what I call using your light to lift yourself up and then being able to lift up then others. So I think this is cool. So I'm looking for a theme song for Shining Brightly. There you go. Father's Day is coming up. You'll have a Father's Day special, I'm sure. Birthdays. To be able to give someone, you know, a custom song, it's cool. And it's not that expensive. I think it's $249. And then you offer a discount if they say Shining Brightly down to $199. So we'll talk about that at the end as well. But that's just outstanding. So we're
AI music is one way I see it is it's evolution of music. You can look at it that way. I've had people that's been completely against it, and then they've shifted their thoughts, thinking like, okay, well, I see, you know, like it is an evolution of is the way things are going with AI, and they just now they're accepting it. And but first off, you know, actual people, musicians that have been working their whole life to get where they're at, they were kind of against it, but they're coming around.
Listen, you did the theme song for Blanca and the Laws of Life. You did the theme song for Keisha's event down in Miami happening right now. You know, this has so many cross uses, right? You know, right. It's just a cool thing. So I think birthdays and lifestyle events, weddings, you know, all that stuff is great, but it can be used in a lot of different places. So I'm really looking forward to watching you see how far you go there as well.
Thank you.
So we're coming towards the end of the show, but I wanted to actually, you know, talk about, you know, some upcoming things you got going on. So let's talk about your books. I know you got a couple in progress here. Let's talk about your first book and what its title, what it's about. And I think it's coming soon. So fill us in on the details there.
Yeah, the book is called High Speed Profit Fast, and it's the Small Business Owner's Guide to Digital Marketing. And I worked for a digital marketing agency for 2 years or so before I started my own. And I learned that there were so many things that business owners could do on their own that they were paying outrageous amounts of money for, or, you know, or paying someone to do a job and they didn't even know what they were really doing behind the scenes. So it was like, you know, okay, well, I'm going to put this blueprint out there and all this information, like this is what it consists of. This is what it is. And if you're going to do it yourself, this is the information you need to know you can go research more in depth to look more into these things. Or if you're already working with somebody, you can ask them, are you guys doing these things? You know what I mean? Like, I'm paying you guys $10,000 a month. Are you guys doing back end, you know, links? Are you guys doing, you know, like all the techie stuff? It's not super techie. It's just borderline, you know, get to understand what they need to do, what they could be doing. And it's really cool. I think every small business owner that is participating in digital marketing, don't have any idea about digital marketing, should take a look at.
Excellent. I will put the links in. We'll promote the book when it's out. You're targeting what, end of June-ish time frame?
Yes. The goal is to have it put out by mid to end June. Yes.
Excellent. So we'll be tracking you on that. Now, you also have an inspirational goal of a second book. What's that second book going to be?
Oh, my second book, I'm not sure what the title it is. Maybe The Motion Picture of My Life, or One Moment in Time, something like that. But I want to do something so good in my life, with my life, that I can make a movie, a documentary about the impact that we've made in people's lives, and the changes that we've made. And I just want to shine bright, Howard, just like you. I want to be like you.
Well, I appreciate you allowing me to mentor you, and you open up to be a mentee, and I take you under my wing, and I'm learning from you too. So it's a two-way street there. All right. Who plays you in the movie of your life?
Oh man, I haven't even thought about it yet. I would like to get it to the point where I could play myself, but early me, I'm not sure.
No. You've got to be a movie star. You think about it. So I'm going to share with you mine. All right. So Shining Brightly, my goal is, I went from book to stage to podcast, and I want to go to movie. I want Keanu Reeves to actually play me in movie, my lead role. I'll tell you why. Keanu Reeves is a role model because he lives a very humble life. He gives to charity. He gives proceeds to the crew. He gives to causes, cancer causes and others. And he lives very humbly. And that's a role model for me. And that would be the ideal lead for my picture. So Keanu, if you're out there, play Howard Brown in Shining Brightly, the movie. So does that give you an idea? Do you have anybody else?
You know, I can't think of the guy's name. There's an old movie that actually inspired my business. Was a movie called Tough Turf. There was a movie called Tough Turf.
Okay.
And the guy who played in that movie, he had a British accent. I'm not sure what his name was, but he was inspirational. He that was one of my favorite movies. That's homework for me, Howard. I'm not really sure.
I'll give you a suggestion. We'll give a shout out to Adam Sandler because he's from Manchester. God. He's from Manchester, New Hampshire. I'm from Framingham, Mass. We've got to get in touch with him because here's the deal. He could play a serious role.
Yeah,
he could add a lot of comedy to it and all that. So maybe we'll go with Adam Sandler for you for now until you decide differently. So I love playing that game. Thanks for playing along.
Yeah, Adam Sandler, he's great. Jonah Hill, he's funny, but Adam Sandler, I think he's I like that. Good call.
Well, we got to make phone calls to Hollywood, so we'll do that. All right. So what I'm going to do now is have you put on your glasses, put on some sunglasses for you. All right, we are going to shine brightly on you. This is the Shining Brightly Spotlight. I want you to tell people how they should best get in touch with you, anything else you'd like to finish up with, and then share some inspiration and then kick the show back for me for close.
Thank you, Howard. Yeah. So you can get a hold of me on joeylewisspeaks.com. And my quote of the day is, and it's something that I always like to remember, I tell my daughter, I tell everyone, is decisions made on emotions without deep thought can lead to disastrous outcomes. And that's where that's what guided me here today. My bad decisions, I'm turning into, you know, I'm looking at the bright side. I'm taking the bad and looking at the bright. So decisions made on emotions can cause disastrous outcomes. And if anybody that's listening, like Howard said, I do have a promotion going on. If you mention Shining Brightly, you can buy one song, get the other one 50% off, or $50 off the second song. And there'll be more information I'll pass to Howard. But thank you so much for having me today, Howard. I appreciate you so much.
Oh, great high energy show. Thank you. So I'll take my glasses off, Shining Brightly on you. And so this is the Shining Brightly show. You can reach me at shiningbrightly.com. So there's plenty of information about the book, and you can hire me to speak or to facilitate your event. I'll make it shine, I promise. And then also there's certainly information about this podcast, but more importantly, my advocacy, how I lift up myself and lift up others. And I do that through mentorship, entrepreneurship, leadership with Babson College, and then also with in the cancer world about screening and people walking with them in treatment and getting them well-informed. And then lastly, memorializing those that passed because their cancer burden was too great. And interfaith work, because knowing the other. We live in a world where they're all different people, and you should get to know your neighbor and understand your neighbor and love that neighbor. And so those are my passions as well. Let me give a quick shout out to the folks that make me look good each week. My publishing house, Front Edge Publishing, readthespirit.com, where I blog, and my podcast team, which is incredible, the Amplify You Network. So thank you for making me look good. And if you're looking for sponsorships, you can contact me for that as well. So just remember, as Joey and I have shown today, if you choose to shine brightly just a little bit each day for yourself first, okay, then go lift up others in your neighborhoods, in your communities, the world will be a better place. Joey, it's been a pleasure and an honor. Thank you.
Thank you, Howard.
Thank you. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Shining Brightly with me, Howard Brown. Come interact with me at shiningbrightly.com. And remember, keep on shining.